Chapter 9.
Luke accepted Sel's invitation to settle himself on the sofa, but declined her offer of calf or wine. With the most imperceptible of gestures, he indicated to Ben and Vistara, sitting respectively on the sofa beside him and in the stuffed chair, that they should decline too, and they did. Sel settled in a chair at the table and turned to the two teenagers.
Master Skywalker is stretching a point, I'm afraid. I'm no longer a Jedi. Have not been since before I can remember. If anything, I'm a Theran listener now, and a healer. And sometimes, the one the old-timers send strangers to, in order to see if I can sort them out.
Ben shook his head.
You weren't really represented in my father's accounts of what happened on Namchareos all those years ago.
Sel glanced at Luke. He thought the look carried just a touch of gratitude.
I doubt I made a good impression.
She fell silent for a moment.
But yes, I was a Jedi once. I have the faintest memories of some happy times on Coruscant. As a young Jedi Knight, I was sent here with a senior Jedi Knight named Baldorian.
Him I've heard of. The Hutt Jedi.
This world is toxic for Force users if they stay long enough, unless they have a very rare level of emotional grounding, which the listeners do, through their contact with the Sills. But Baldorian was too much of a Hutt, fighting the greedier, more self-indulgent side of his nature while a Jedi, succumbing to it here. I was too young, too ignorant, too inexperienced. I hadn't attained sufficient skill even to make a lightsaber. I fell to the dark side, and then to insanity.
Sel's tone was oddly light, as if she were explaining the details of a shopping trip made earlier in the day. Vistara's eyes flickered. It looked to Luke as though she was doing some calculation.
This would have been, what, 50, 60 years ago?
Sel smiled again and offered a little shake of her head.
Much longer than that. Centuries ago.
Vistara frowned.
But you look true human. You'd be dead.
I am true human, of Alderaanian and Hapan descent, and not a prosthetic or replacement part in my body, except for my teeth, which were damaged beyond repair long ago by neglect.
She shrugged.
But even as my mind decayed and flaked away, my body was preserved by the consumption of Drox.
Ben's eyebrows rose, and he glanced suspicious at his father.
That wasn't in your official report either.
Do you imagine that I wanted anyone to think they could achieve quasi-immortality by coming here and becoming involved with the Drox?
Luke gave his son a shake of the head. Indeed, he felt as though there was a considerable danger in Vistara discovering these facts. If her true loyalties remained with the Sith, if she did not gain a healthy respect and fear of the Drox and what they represented while she was here.
Besides, it's not an issue of coming up with a dish, a recipe that you can prepare for its health benefits.
No.
Sel's voice took on a distant quality.
You have to eat them live. Pop them wiggling into your mouth. Sometimes they try to chew their way into your cheek or your tongue when you do so. You bite down on them. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Ben tried to suppress a shudder. He wasn't entirely successful.